Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's been a very busy day today down at the Office of American Free Press, where we're putting out the latest issue that's going to press, and there's lots of good information in there, as always. Next week, I'll give you a quick rundown on what's in the new issue. I can tell you tomorrow night we're going to have a very interesting and very entertaining guest. His name is John Kaminsky. You can check out some of his very provocative, very interesting, and very articulate writings at johnkaminsky.com on the Internet. John and I have traded some emails back and forth, and just over the last several years, having read each other's work. And then the other day, we were both guests on Iranian television via the wonders of the telephone. And so now John and I are going to be together tomorrow night live talking to each other and to you. And I think, as I said to John today, I think we're going to educate some people and maybe get some people upset. And speaking of being upset, I'm upset, folks. You know, I do get upset very easily. I always tell you I should never read the paper over lunch and dinner because I see things that if they don't give me indigestion, they should. But over dinner this evening, just about an hour ago, I was reading the Foreword, which is a very distinguished Jewish newspaper published out of New York. And here, let me read a headline to you. Pro-Israel activists block travel reform. Now, folks, as you know, the lobbying of activities of one Jack Abramoff, a very prominent supporter of Israel, have come under fire. And not that he's the only criminal lobbyist active in Washington, far from it, but he's really one of the more egregious and aggressive. And it appears as though there may be as many as half a dozen members of Congress and additional congressional staff members caught up in his web, and they may go down. That all remains to be seen. But needless to say, it says that this is what the Foreword says, distinguished Jewish newspaper, that in response to the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal, quote, Jewish organizations played a leading role in defeating the effort to ban privately funded trips for members of Congress. Remember, this is a direct quote, folks. Israel is the number one foreign destination of privately funded congressional trips, and the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Washington's powerful pro-Israel lobby, is the second largest underwriter of such overseas travel. So, you know, in the regular press, you've heard all this stuff about reform and how we've got to clean up Capitol Hill and, you know, we got to stop these congressmen from taking foreign junkets. Well, it turns out that the biggest, most powerful lobby on Capitol Hill, AIPAC, the lobby for Israel, is one of the major underwriters of foreign travel, no surprise. And thanks to the efforts of other organizations that are supportive of Israel, this kind of corruption of members of Congress is going to continue. So, folks, I guess it's more of the same. You know, this is the amazing thing that, you know, while the mainstream media talks about all the reform that's going on here in Washington, nothing could be further from the truth. You know, I wrote an article for American Free Press just a couple weeks ago pointing out that although there was all this big talk about the McCain-Feingold reform legislation back in 2002, it also turned out that this legislation, which was supposed to go into effect and did go into effect after the 2002 elections, it was written in such a way as to provide favoritism for private pro-Israel organizations. Folks, we're talking corruption here, special privileges, special interests. It's wrong. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story about someone who was born on December 25th, a great American. Stay with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope you'll find what I'm about to tell you very interesting. It involves our survival. This is Michael Collins Piper.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C. And I have to tell you that there's one thing I don't like about Washington, D.C., and it's being so close to all these corrupt politicians, particularly that one that lives in that big White House down there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. One of the worst. I can't really think at this point of anyone worse. The one in the White House now makes Bill Clinton look like a saint. Let me repeat that. The one in the White House right now makes Bill Clinton look like a saint. In any case, folks, I told you I'm going to tell you the story about somebody who was born on December 25th. It's not a Christmas story, though. Now, what leads me into that story is something that I heard in the newspaper today, and that's the fact that this administration, the one that occupies the White House today, has restated its position that the United States has the right to launch preemptive strikes on any nation or entities that are perceived to be a threat to the United States, well, of course, or United States interests. Well, of course, now this administration, run by this man named Bush, says the United States interests include, yes, you guessed it, the State of Israel. Well, you know, as former Navy Secretary James Webb has said, you know, or is it John Webb, he said, you know, we're trying to export this ideology at the point of a gun. Well, it's not our ideology. It's not an American ideology. It's an internationalist ideology. But I tell you what, one of the most profound, one of the most articulate spokesmen for nationalism in U.S. foreign policy as opposed to internationalism in foreign policy, was a gentleman who was born in Atlanta, Georgia, on December 25th, 1893. One of the most interesting individuals ever to put a pen to paper, as far as I'm concerned. He's a gentleman who said that there could be no such thing as a liberal foreign policy or a conservative foreign policy. He said there could only be a nationalist foreign policy or an internationalist foreign policy. A nationalist foreign policy, of course, is a foreign policy that looks out for America's interests first. That doesn't mean that America wants to impose its will on other countries. Instead, America wants to look out for America first and do what it can to work cooperatively with other nations around the globe. An internationalist foreign policy, though, and that's a bad foreign policy, folks. That's the kind of foreign policy pursued by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and all these bad groups that we hear about over the years. This kind of internationalist foreign policy is a foreign policy that can only guarantee that not only will the United States get involved in foreign conflicts, but it will also have to raise lots of taxes and have big government at home to keep that foreign policy propped up. And that's what we're up against today, ladies and gentlemen. We have an internationalist regime here in Washington that is pursuing an internationalist foreign policy, which comes back to the story I was going to tell you about this man born on December 25th, 1893 in Atlanta, Georgia. His name was Lawrence Dennis. He was the son of a very prominent Atlanta attorney, a white man, and the attorney's black mistress, a mulatto woman who was the white attorney's mistress. He was born to this family, and, you know, as a small child, he was very bright, and he became a child evangelist, of all things, ladies and gentlemen. But his father decided that he didn't want his son, Lawrence, running around preaching the word of the Lord, apparently, so he sent him to one of the most exclusive private schools in the country, Phillips Exeter Academy. From there, he went on to Harvard. And after Harvard, he went into the U.S. Army, was a commander of a police unit in the Army, and then went into the U.S. State Department. In the State Department, he was dispatched abroad and later went to work for the International Banking House of Seligman and Company, an international Jewish banking house. And in that position, he got to see how the international bankers had a major impact on U.S. foreign policy, and he didn't like it. And he resigned from Seligman Brothers and then went into the field of writing and commentary. And as a consequence of his outspoken criticisms of U.S. internationalism and U.S. internationalism abroad, this man, Lawrence Dennis, was indicted along with 29 other Americans. He was indicted on sedition charges by the Roosevelt administration. Lawrence Dennis, this mulatto, he was not known as a mulatto. He was very light-skinned, but you know, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith did not like Mr. Dennis. They called him one of America's leading fascists. This is a man of color we're talking about here. He was called one of America's leading Nazis. But Lawrence Dennis was hardly that. He was an American nationalist who didn't believe that America should be getting involved in meddling around the globe. And you know, Lawrence Dennis and those people who had been indicted by the Roosevelt administration, and of course it was the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and this is all documented, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith helped the Washington Post and the FBI set up the people who were indicted on these sedition charges. They provided lots of lies and disinformation to the FBI, and the FBI, in cooperation with President Roosevelt and a pro-Soviet U.S. Prosecutor named John Rogge, R-O-G-G-E, indicted Lawrence Dennis and all these people. But as I say, the trial eventually, the Great Sedition Trial of 1944, it ended in a mistrial, and Lawrence Dennis and all these other good Americans were left to continue speaking out as they chose. And Lawrence Dennis did continue to speak out. And what's interesting, folks, is that well into the early 1960s, and then he died in 1976, Lawrence Dennis remained an outspoken critic of U.S. internationalism. He's a critic of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. And you know what? Some of the things he wrote back in the 1950s sound as though they could have been written last week. I want to read some of the things that Lawrence Dennis said to you folks. So if you're tired of hearing my voice, you might want to turn the radio down. But if you're interested in what Lawrence Dennis had to say and how it applies to this reckless and insane foreign policy that's being conducted by these internationalists, these New World Order internationalists in the White House, you might be interested to hear what Lawrence Dennis had to say. Here's one thing he said. The day of profitable exploitation by the white man of Africa or Asia is now over. From here on, profitable cooperation only is a rational and practical objective. In other words, it's a big world we live in, and most of the people in this world are not Americans. They don't live in America. They don't have America's culture, and they are growing in number, and they are growing in influence. So what he's saying was, you know, look, we, as John F. Kennedy said, you know, we are all mortal. We have to live together, folks. Now, he rejected the idea that the world must be unified by force. He said that idea is factually and logically all wrong. But he said, and this was back in the 1950s, that that's the idea that the United States should tell the rest of the world how to live is being touted as a 100% American idea. And that's what George Bush is telling us today, folks. He's saying that you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And, you know, we know that's not true. Lawrence Dennis was an America firster. He said, we're prepared to join with fellow Americans in the defense of this country against any invasion by foreigners. But, he said, we won't fight or have Americans fight to protect any other area of people. For such wars, our advice is that we should keep out of them, to keep them localized and limited, try to avert or end them by the use of good offices and negotiation with both sides. In other words, we should do what George Washington said back at the beginning of our country, avoid entangling alliances with any other country. Try to work with both sides for peace. Well, we're not doing that in the Middle East, folks. We're getting ourselves in trouble in the Middle East because of this entangling alliance with Israel. Lawrence Dennis said, we don't want any part of any wars to liberate other peoples. Let them liberate themselves. And we don't want to get in wars to defend the status quo in other areas. Getting involved in other people's trouble, he was saying, is a surefire way to get the United States in trouble. Folks, this man was writing back in the 1950s. God, these are very profound words, and yet they mean so much today. He said, whipping up mass hate and fear is the easiest and surest way for a political leader in the Western world to come to power and to wield power. That's what George Bush has done. Folks, God, is Lawrence Dennis a prophet or what? He said it is now the approved way to get a country into a war or to keep it in a state of permanent war, such as we're in right now. He was talking about the Cold War. But, you know, whipping up mass hate and fear against the Muslims and against the Arab world is what George Bush has been doing. And a lot of people have bought it, thanks to the help of the broadcast, the big broadcast media and the big newspapers and magazines in America. And, you know, Lawrence Dennis saw what was going on in the 1950s. And he realized that, you know, even though there was a Cold War going on against the Soviet Union, Lawrence Dennis also saw that the United States was getting bogged down in the Middle East. Now, folks, this is only a couple years after the founding of the State of Israel, but here Lawrence Dennis, this prophet in his own time, knew what was happening. Folks, stay tuned. There's a lot more here, and I'd like to hear your comments after I wrap it all up, reading to you some of these remarkable quotes from Lawrence Dennis. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you here in Washington, D.C. thanks to the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And that reminds me, folks, you know, do you ever think of making a donation to the Republic Broadcasting Network? You should. You know, there's a lot of you people listening in, you know, and they have the archives up here for free. I don't think that there's anybody else anywhere else in the independent media that does it like RBN does. And, you know, RBN, you know, like public radio, national public radio and public television, you know, they come on and have these big marathon telethons asking for support. Well, you know, I don't think that the Republic really does that. You know, maybe Republic should, but I'm here telling you that maybe it's not a bad idea. If you have an extra $20 bill around, just send it into Republic and say thanks for the good programming you have on there. Whether you like my show or whether you like all the shows on this programming, you know, it is very important. Well, folks, you know, I don't like to read a lot of things on the air, but this is so important that I am reading to you some very profound quotes from this gentleman, Lawrence Dennis, who has always been one of my favorite political writers. He's not very well known, but he should be. And the very fact that he is not well known is probably because of the provocative things that he says, things that he wrote in the 1950s that just are so prophetic and reflect the realities of what's happening now in the 21st century, you know, more than 50 years ahead of his time. Now, I pointed out that Lawrence Dennis said to whipping up hate and fear is the easiest way for a political leader to come to power and to wield power. Well, that's what George Bush is doing. And but Lawrence Dennis also said that no political leader in Africa or Asia can have a better asset than to be disliked or denounced by Americans. And folks, isn't that so true? A lot of people in the Muslim world never even heard of Osama bin Laden until after 9/11, until after George Bush started denouncing him, until after the major media in this country gave Osama bin Laden a public profile that he never had before. When I visited the Middle East, I was told by one of the wealthiest, most powerful people in the Middle East that, as he put it, we never heard of Osama bin Laden until after 9/11. In other words, what he was saying was that the American media and George Bush made Osama bin Laden. Think about that, folks. Well, this hate and fear that George Bush is stirring up, this hate and fear, Lawrence Dennis said, in the long run, can only prove fatal for the minority. The white West, he said, are the minority, and that's true whether we like it or not. And you know what he said also? This is Lawrence Dennis in the 1950s. It is wonderful having what he called a, quote, colored world Hitler, who is nowhere near so dangerous or powerful as was Adolf himself. Colored world Hitler. Sound familiar, folks? Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Hafez al-Assad of Syria, the president of Iran. Where are we hearing about these colored world Hitlers? From the mouth of our president, George W. Bush, and from his friends in the mass media. Think about it. What's happening here? Are we being whipped into a war frenzy? Yes, folks, we are. And here is what Lawrence Dennis said in the 1950s. The end result is certain. Time, numbers, and space are with the colored world. They are with the Muslim nationalists. In that case, he was referring to the nationalist leader of Egypt, but he said they are with the Muslim nationalists and against the Israeli nationalists, that is, the Zionists. What the colored world has lacked has been unity and dynamism for war on the whites. That was in the 1950s, folks. But now we've got George Bush here in the White House. And, you know, it's just George Bush and his friends in Israel and the British elite, not the British people, but the big money interests in Britain. That's just us against them. And in this case, folks, them is the entire world. And for that matter, you have a lot of people in Europe who are not going along with George Bush and his internationalist policies. So what's happening now is that George Bush is making enemies for America all over the world. And this is what Lawrence Dennis, just knowing how things worked in this country and knowing how we had a controlled media and knowing how people can be propagandized, Lawrence Dennis saw this was going to happen. And this was before the rise of the major networks. Folks, my God, what a prophet this man was. You know, he said the white colonial powers and the Israelis, notice he couples them together, he says, can never achieve ultimate and decisive force superiority over the colored world and the vast areas it populates. Well, you know, that's still so true. Israel has the nuclear bomb. The United States has superior resources. But, you know, like Lawrence Dennis said, we're outnumbered. Are we on the right side, folks? I don't think we are. And I think we're getting ourselves in deeper. You know, I've compared it, and it's such a common comparison, to quicksand. But you know what? We have this madman in the White House who's pulling us down into the quicksand. And like Lawrence Dennis said, the end result is certain. Folks, think about these things. Stay tuned here if you want to hear more. I think it's interesting material, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're not going to hear this anywhere else, I guarantee you. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper returning to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a couple calls have come in, and I'm going to go to you callers in a moment. You know, our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going through some of the writings of Lawrence Dennis, who... As I told you at the beginning, born in 1893, Christmas Day 1893, was one quarter black, son of a white attorney in Atlanta and his mulatto mistress. And this is a man who grew up to be considered and called one of Hitler's leading voices in America, one of America's leading fascists, called all sorts of names. But you know what? Everything he said, so far as I could see in any of his numerous books that he wrote and in his writings and his newsletters, everything Lawrence Dennis said was right at the time and right on the mark and very prophetic. So let's continue here because it gets better and in a sense it gets worse because what Lawrence Dennis was writing in the mid-1950s and in the early 1960s is so applicable to this horrible situation where the United States is today, where the whole world is against us, folks, precisely because of our insane alliance with Israel. Lawrence Dennis, he said, only a return to neutrality, as counseled in Washington's farewell address, could really ensure against our government starting and fighting a third world war against overwhelming numerical odds. In other words, to apply it to today's situation. Because the United States is taking this firm stand in favor of Israel, we're setting ourselves up for a third world war. And that is a war, as Dennis said, against overwhelming numerical odds. And guess what? He also said Americans will be told that American intervention in the Middle East is necessary to defend America. This, folks, is written back in the 1950s. But he says this, the more the natives of the Middle East, the American or foreign troops kill, the better for the long-run interests of native nationalisms now on the warpath against outsiders. Folks, what's happening in Iraq? George Bush went in there and wrecked a solid country that was a jewel of the Middle East, you know, on the verge of being declared a first world nation back in 1990 before George Bush's father sent in American troops and then imposed UN sanctions. And the more the United States kills people in Iraq and the more, and if we get in and kill Iranians, folks, they're going to hate us. They're going to hate us. If they don't hate us now, they're going to hate us. And then Lawrence Dennis says, for the opening of the third great religious war of one lifetime, no area could be more appropriate than the Holy Land. The staging and casting are superb and logical. He says that Yahweh was the chosen people of God were under the special personal care of God, or rather Yahweh, the God of Israel. But he says now Uncle Sam has taken over the job, and Uncle Sam is trying to do what Yahweh was never able to do, and that was to stop the people of God from being expelled and dispersed from the Holy Land. But you know, Lawrence Dennis says, Americans today must not just wait and pray for the millennium. They must fare forth and fight for it all over the planet. This is the new internationalism. Folks, he's talking about the new world order. He says, how fitting to have World War III start in the Holy Land. And then he says this. He says, it's going to be interesting to watch the American casualties pile up in the Middle East as Uncle Sam tries to stop what Yahweh did not stop in the distant past. And it's going to be even more interesting to follow American mass reactions to the killed and wounded from the crusade in the Holy Land. Well, I know what my reaction is when I see these American kids coming back from fighting this war for Israel without arms and legs and without eyes and infected with the poison of depleted uranium that's being passed on to their families. I know what my reaction is to it, folks, and I know who the real war criminals are. And guess what Lawrence Dennis said in the 1950s? Now that the United States is getting mixed up in the problems of the Middle East, he says, one has to get security clearance. That's Homeland Security, folks. The other has to be branded as subversive. Guess what's happening? Those of us who criticize George Bush and his New World Order internationalism and his Zionist warmongering, we're the subversives, so they say. And then he says, it won't be long now before Judaism and Mohammedanism, that meaning Islam, will be up for security rating in the permanent war. Well, guess what, folks? Lawrence Dennis wrote this in the 1950s, before most Americans ever even knew what Islam was, and he was saying that people are going to be told they have to choose between Judaism and Islam, that there's going to be a security rating, and guess what? The Muslims aren't getting the security rating by the Bush administration and the internationalists of the New World Order. Now, here's where we come to the big payoff, folks. Lawrence Dennis wrote, the new religious war rationalization is to call it law enforcement. And guess what? That's what George Bush is doing today with his preemptive wars. You know, we're maintaining war. You know, we're maintaining peace by war, by the use of war, folks. You know, we have to go in and crush other countries. You know, that's law enforcement. And that's all part of this new religious war. And you know what? Lawrence Dennis says you can never have world rule of one law. That's a new world order, folks, a world government, because it's going to ensure permanent religious war, inflation, and socialism at home. Folks, is this profound? Is this accurate? Is Lawrence Dennis wrong? You know, he said the biggest crime of the 20th century. Well, it looks like it's going to... Here's where Lawrence Dennis was off. He was off by a century. He said the biggest crime of the 20th century may turn out to be the eventual extinction of the human race by nuclear radiation in a war fought with the weapons which we, peace-loving good Americans, are now having our scientists perfect. We are developing these weapons to end war, communism, and sin on this planet, and thereby ushering in the millennium. My God. My God, folks. Lawrence Dennis figured this out in the 1950s. How in the name of God did we ever allow ourselves to get into this position where we are today? Let's go to the callers. Thank you for your patience, for those of you who stuck with me through this. Eugene from Ohio.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Hey, I want to say some things real quick, and then I'll hang up so you can take other calls.
Okay.
You were talking about communism yesterday, and you said some fellows said some things that got real close to the truth about communism. Well, I always heard it called Oriental communism.
Okay.
And then the Jews tried to overthrow the Tsar in 1905.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you were talking about just now about this fellow, Lawrence Dennis,
mm-hmm.
I think they got those guys in those days got better educations than we have in the last 50 to 70 years.
I think you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Eugene.
And I think they appreciated history better. And,
that's right.
And the classics and the old writings and things than we do today.
You know, all Lawrence Dennis was saying, you know, really in retrospect was he said, you know, we fought two world wars to end war, and yet those wars brought socialism here at home. They brought regimentation. They brought big government. They did everything but what they were supposed to do, bring liberty and freedom. And yet here we were back in the 1950s preparing for another world crusade, and he saw that it was going to happen in the Middle East.
Yeah.
He died in 1976, but folks, you know, this what we saw here, Eugene, you know, this everything he wrote then is just so relevant today.
Yes. Okay, Mike.
All right. I appreciate your call. You're right on target. Keith from Rhode Island. Come on up.
Hello there, Mr.
Hi.
Piper.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, Keith?
Hi, fine, thanks. First of all, kudos to your callers. I think you have the best crop of callers of any talk show I've heard in a long time.
Oh, I appreciate that because I guess that means I don't know what it means, but I'm glad you say that because I like our callers here.
Yeah, not just the ones I agree with, even the ones I don't agree with. I find they make very cogent arguments.
Okay.
But, I just like to point out that socialism is not a four-letter word. It's not an obscene. It's not a dirty word. If implemented properly, I think if we had a clean, civilized, well-ordered society, socialism would be exactly what we need. But however, having said that, I think conversely, laissez-faire capitalism, which is what we've had for most of our nation's history, is nothing but evil.
I would agree with you 100%. I mean,
okay,
you know,
I'm just saying, yeah, people, these right wingers, they tend to praise capitalism and condemn socialism. I see it the other way around. I think capitalism in its purest, most unadulterated form is evil.
You know, Keith, I used to run around. I was a member of Young Americans for Freedom, one of these responsible conservative groups, and I remember picking up a button at a Young Americans for Freedom convention saying that said, "I am a capitalist."
Right.
You know, and it sounds real good, you know, and it's all part of this whole game, you know, that the mass media has imposed upon us, capitalism versus communism, liberalism versus conservatism. And you're absolutely right about that. And here's the funny thing about Marxism is my impression has always been is that, Karl Marx probably had he got the problems down right, but he got the solutions down wrong, you know?
I will definitely agree with that analysis. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm glad you said that because, you know, like I said last night, there was somebody who was a little bit concerned that because we were praising Hugo Chavez and my guest Christopher Boleyn, you know, we were saying some nice things about Hugo Chavez. And, you know, this is the thing. Other people have different cultures. They have different political systems. And the minute we try to impose our values on them, we shouldn't be surprised if they try to impose their values on us. And if we listen to Lawrence Dennis, who said, don't get mixed up in this stuff, we'll be a lot better off.
Right. I just have to speak briefly about Saddam's trial.
Yeah, go ahead.
I find it absolutely absurd and outrageous that Saddam is being put on trial for an obscure massacre, a small-scale obscure massacre, which took place almost 25 years ago, and yet one of our allies in Central Asia, the dictator of Turkmenistan, a couple of months ago, he massacred 300 people in the city square because they were protesting his regime. Now, why isn't that man being put on trial for I can't believe that all of this violence we've inflicted on Iraq for the past 25. It's because of 140 people who were massacred in a Kurdish village 25 years. That's why he's
being put on trial. I'm sorry this happened to them, but you know what? It all comes back to what I always say about our U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East: lies, bullying, and double standards.
And I seem to precisely. And in closing, I'd like to point out that our strategic trading partner in the Far East, Red China, in 1989 killed maybe as many as 10,000 people during the Tiananmen Square massacre.
Okay, I mean, it says it all right there, Keith.
Right, yet Saddam is being put on trial for an obscure, almost, you know, just a footnote of his.
Well, he's what Lawrence Dennis called one of those colored world Hitlers that we had to demonize, so.
Absolutely.
All right, Keith, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling. You call again. Let's go to Myron from Georgia.
Morning. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Myron?
I'm doing great. I'm really, truly enjoying the Republic Broadcasting Network. Y'all really putting out the truth.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and saying that because that's what we're here to do, you know?
Yes, sir. Within the last two or three years, Mr. Piper, I'm one that has been searching and seeking truth. And one thing I can say is this. What we're seeing today, Mr. Piper, is a 21st century Inquisition.
You're right,
sir. I mean, really. I mean, let me ask you this, Mr. Piper.
Yeah.
What is the difference between Woodrow Wilson and George W. Bush?
Well, one of them is dead, thank God.
Okay.
And the other one will eventually join him in hell. I'm confident about that.
Yes, sir. Because if you look at it, you see, like, both men are synonymous because both were puppets used by the puppet masters.
That's exactly right. No difference whatsoever. You know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, the names and the faces have changed, but the sources of power remain the same.
Exactly.
That's right.
Hey, Mr. Piper, in closing, you might want to make some copies of those wonderful remarks and prophecies made by Mr. Dennis and mail them to the Zionist Judaizer down there in San Antonio, Texas, Pastor John Hagee.
Well, listen, I'm glad you brought that up, Myron, because if people are interested in these quotations by Lawrence Dennis, they can call American Free Press. You tell them Mike Piper told you to call.
Yes.
And ask for the report called Defend America First.
Yes.
And that number to call American Free Press, you can get the information on the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay.
Or call the 888 number, which is 1-888-699-NEWS.
Yes.
888-699-NEWS, and just say Mike Piper said to send you a free copy of Defend America First, and you can read these lines for yourself.
Right.
Myron, I appreciate your call.
Yes, Mr. Piper.
All right, you take care of yourself. Let's go to Tom from Brooklyn. Tom, you've been very patient. Come on up.
I'm always patient.
That's good. We got to be patient in this rotten world today, don't we?
Well, Mike, you know the way things work. You know, your callers are wonderful. I love listening to them. They're being illuminated. Folks, you got to understand something, that all they're basically doing is relabeling the barn in each and every simple situation. once they have a technique that works, whether it's a bus accident or a plane explosion or whatever, all they have to do is fill it full of victims and run the entire program over and over again, because the people are so busy paying their taxes and trying to keep from having their children taken away by the authorities and all of the other diversions of life that they have no time for real life, and they're not really able to think. Thank God I don't have cable in my house. I do talk radio. I write. I do research. And, folks, remember something. Freedom is anything but free, and you must maintain constant vigilance on those people who you've put in points of power. freedom is not their responsibility. It's your responsibility. Remember, the ultimate no will come from you. At the time, you will not be judged. At the time, you will be dragged out of your house.
That's exactly right, Tom. You know, they let us keep the American flag, but that's about all we've gotten. You know, they get us distracted. I'm not for burning the American flag, but don't forget, Hillary Clinton, your United States Senator, actually sponsored legislation to prohibit burning the American flag. Now, I find that very interesting, you know, for myself. You know, they're keeping that flag up there and letting us look at the flag and say, ah, we're Americans.
Well,
but they're taking away
Mike,
Americanism.
Mike,
yeah.
I always burn American flags when they're dirty or soiled.
That's what's supposed to be done, as a matter
exactly.
of fact.
Exactly. So,
Tom,
I guess
listen,
I'm a criminal.
Thank you for your call. Always appreciate it. Folks, stay tuned. We have a few minutes left here, and we have a couple more callers we're going to bring up. This is Michael Collins Piper, who appreciates his callers.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper wrapping up our War is a Racket episode of the Piper Report. We've got quite a few callers here in only a few minutes, so I'm going to try to bring you all up, and I hope that you can talk less than I do. Let's hear Gene from Texas.
Yes, Michael. The people today do not know their history. This is the problem. We do not know our American history even very, very
well. Right. Mm-hmm.
This is the problem, Michael. I mean, Dennis knew, he lived in a time where he could see who was running the U.S. government. He could see that World War II was started by the Zionists, for the Zionists, and communism. You know, you can always understand why a war was fought by the result of the war.
That's
and
right.
And the result of World War II was to put Eastern Europe under communism, under Stalin's control, that butcher that makes Saddam Hussein look like a choir boy in comparison, and also for the state of Israeli and the creation of the United Nations. This is why World War II was fought. Dennis could see this. But you see, we have a generation now that did not live through that time. We have a generation now that is not learning this history from their textbooks in the government fool system.
So did you say the government fool system?
Yeah.
That's a good line. Okay.
And this is the problem, where we have a new generation coming up that does not know a history. The former generation knew some history, but not enough. This is the problem. And
well, Gene, I tell you what, this current generation is going to learn by experience, and these guys coming back from Iraq without arms and legs, they're going to learn real hard, I'm sorry to say.
Well, a wise man once said, those that do not know their history are doomed to repeat it.
Gene, I appreciate your call. Let me move on to Joe from Arkansas. Joe, come on up.
Okay, thank you, Michael. I want to disagree with that fellow that called in and said that socialism was good, and this is my reason why I don't like socialism. And that is that the socialists say they love people, and they want to set up all kinds of systems where the governments provide good services to the people, you know, like Social Security and free government health care and free education for the kids and all this kind of stuff. And it sounds good. You know, it sounds like they want the government to do good things. But they will never support my right and freedom not to participate in it. And that's what I hate about these socialists.
Well, I tell you what, Joe, you're absolutely right about that. You know, it's that we've got to be able to find a happy medium. But as long as we're cruising along as we are today, we're going to have to modify things before this is all over. Because what's been happening for the last 50 years is a formula for disaster. So, Joe, you're on point there, and I appreciate it. Let me try to squeeze Ralph from Oklahoma in here. Ralph, you
yes,
might
sir.
Be able to get a few words in.
Okay, yeah, back to Bush and Wilson for just a moment. In what I understood, in Wilson's final days, he did have remorse and regret for his stupidity. But I don't think this guy here right now is smart enough to be stupid. So in his final days, he'll just be oblivious to all that's taking place.
Well, he's going to have a hell of a time on Judgment Day, Ralph.
Oh, you bet.
All right. Ralph, I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Art from Kansas,
you may be able to get in a word before that music, that bad music starts.
Okay. I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
All right.
But it's a freight train. And George Bush is the engineer.
You know, I tell you what, don't call him an engineer, because my daddy was an engineer and he was a good fellow, and George Bush isn't. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your calls. Thanks for listening in. This is Michael Collins Piper. Tune in tomorrow night for John Kaminsky. We're going to have some real fireworks here, and there's going to be a lot of people mad at John and I, but you know what? I don't care, and I don't think John cares either. Because we know there's good people out there, like the listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, who like to hear the truth. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to Republic for a lot more good programming ahead. See you tomorrow night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.